Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, powerful transmission lined up for you today. It is the second day of December 2010. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. We may even go into overdrive today because at the end of the show, Max Kaiser is going to be popping in. I got up this morning and noticed Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden. Max Kaiser's plan to destroy J.P. Morgan goes mainstream after the Guardians post his silver squeeze thoughts. And it's now in the London Guardian today. It talks about Max Kaiser and his operation, Infowars.com. Want J.P. Morgan to crash, buy silver. The campaign to buy silver and force J.P. Morgan into bankruptcy could work because of the liabilities accrued by its short selling. And since Max launched this less than a month ago, November hit all-time record high on the non-availability of silver. Right now, Silver Eagle sales for the month of November hit an all-time record high for the availability of silver, and the wholesale level is drying up at record levels. So Max is going to be popping in the last 20 minutes of this transmission today to get into that and what the ramifications of this are. I mean, he just mentioned it on this show, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, then we talked about it again last week, and now it is on fire on the Internet, on fire. And I said I would do this yesterday, but I didn't. I will play some YouTube videos that I've seen from some of the most active people out there who are talking about holding physical silver and bringing down the globalists, not just J.P. Morgan, who's been caught repeatedly manipulating and suppressing the price of silver so that it doesn't show up their fiat paper currency scam. But the bankers are certainly waging war on us, so we need to stand up and fight back against them. Joe Seehusen will be joining us. Jaron, did I get that name pronounced right? I did. I did it. Wow. He'll be joining us. He is the director underneath the founder of Liberty Guard. He's the CEO of Liberty Guard, a kind of libertarian-styled organization similar to what the ACLU does. He's the president of Liberty Guard, and they've filed the FOIA request to find out about, well, two big things, the confirmed TSA stand-down of National Opt-Out Day last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, to shut down the protest. And the watchdog, of course, is probing DHS spying on Drudge, PrisonPlanet.com, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, and, of course, others. Mr. Tyner, who've coined the term, don't touch my junk or I'll call the police on you. So he's going to be popping in for about 15, 20 minutes in the middle of the next hour. We will have open phones today on any issue or subject you wish to discuss. We also have Michael Braverman coming on for about 30 minutes, one of the producers of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. They've got all the best episodes on the second half of the season, in my opinion, and Michael tends to agree. That's just how the network decided to air them. Obviously, the police state episode was groundbreaking with the FEMA camps. The JFK episode a few weeks ago was groundbreaking. They did a rebroadcast of an older show the day after Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving. Or that day after Thanksgiving on that Friday. Today they're doing one on the secrets of water, how the globalists are buying up all the water and what they're adding to it. Not just fluoride, but uranium. And I'm authorized to tell you now, that's in tomorrow's show coming up. But I gave them a lot of intel, but they dug up stuff I didn't even know. Or I didn't know when they were consulting with me a few months ago. I simultaneously learned about the uranium a few weeks ago after they discovered it. And I didn't know that was in the episode until I talked to Michael yesterday, the uranium they're putting in the water. So big breaking news today here first, ahead of tomorrow night on True TV with Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. That's coming up, and obviously the big banking news. We'll get into that straight ahead. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. Friends, thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the second day of December 2010. Max Keiser is coming up about the London Guardian report covering his plan to crash J.P. Morgan by holding physical silver. We've got Michael Braverman coming on to get into the secrets of water, not just the fluoride being added. Not just the globalist attempt to corner the water market and to take it all over, not just here but worldwide, but also to add uranium and other goodies to it. Next they'll tell us uranium's good for our teeth probably and have TV ads and say you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't like drinking uranium. So that is all coming up. There's a new video that's embedded in an article up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we're going to be playing later here in its entirety. At the start of the next hour, and I want to kick off with the article that goes along with it first. It's The Bankers or Us. That's the headline by an article by myself and Aaron Dykes. The austerity hammer starts to fall in the United States as debt consumes Europe. And on the heels of all of this being announced, what do we learn? Well, for our audience, we didn't learn really much new, except for the fact that private U.S. corporations that weren't even connected to finance companies were given hundreds of millions in some cases and tens of billions in other cases of taxpayer money during the banker bailout of 2008 that continued right through from Bush into Obama. And one of the biggest recipients was MSNBC and NBC Television, both broadcast and cable. No wonder they say you're a Nazi if you don't want government-run health care. No wonder they're so cartoonish, because 100% Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, all of them, they are paid off by the federal government. And by the way, this payoff was taking place during Bush. Remember how it was real strange when Bush was in? MSNBC was still somewhat positive, and then Obama gets in, they're even more positive. It is literally state-run media. More than even Russia Today had some original government funding to be founded. I mean, it is literally covertly run, at least with things like RT, which, you know, covers some, you know, fair issues, but also isn't too hardcore when it comes to reporting on the Russian government. They're out in the open that they had some government funding to be founded. Here, it's like, oh, there's no government involved in ABC, NBC, CBS, and yes, Fox. Fox is mainly paid off, though, by their fiction departments, by Fox TV itself. That's where a lot of their money comes in. We've analyzed this, and then there's not really much bailout money going to News Corp. They're getting paid through propaganda placement, the term I coined over a decade ago. The government now last year admitted, okay, it's not really propaganda placement. It is behavior placement. And it was even in, what, the New York Times a few months ago that NBC was getting a lot of that money, too. NBC, of course, General Electric, the bomb makers, they are some of the worst out there. And so we're now just confirming what's in the Obama deception, what's in Fall of the Republic, that hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, the estimates that Tarpley had in the Obama deception are now accurate, proven to be completely accurate, at least 200 bill, that was in the first phase, went to European banks. Now, the European press blames the United States for dollar devaluation when a lot of that money's going overseas. See, this is a global corporate system sucking dry Europe, sucking dry the U.S., sucking dry Ireland, sucking dry England, sucking dry Eastern Europe, sucking dry Asia, sucking dry Africa, sucking dry Latin America. It's all the exact same players. And then they know how we love to be divided and conquered, so they'll say it's the Europeans' fault. It's the Americans' fault. We're all in the same boat together. And that's what my video covers in detail. It's the bankers or us. It's a 15-minute or 14-and-a-half-minute video. Very important. Please send this article to everyone you know. It's the bankers or us. And I want to commend listeners. You did it again yesterday. We had the number one, the number two, the number three, and for a time, the number four top searches in order. You made us number one, number two, number three. I thought it was amazing to have number one, number two, number three. But before I left the office at about six, I clicked Google Trends. We had one through four. And it led them to Google is evil and articles about them stealing your wireless transmissions and using the microphone on board most computers to listen to you in your home, their own admissions, how they're NSA, CIA. So the three search terms that became number one were Prison Planet Censored, Google Evil, and Spying on Drudge dealing. And it didn't matter if Google's banned us from the Google news feeds. It didn't matter when you clicked on those terms that you didn't get InfoWars or Prison Planet, because you just got the hundreds of other sites that know now to take our news and post it. We'll just send all the traffic to them. I don't care about the traffic. I care about reaching people. That's why I make films that cost $100,000, $150,000 and just give them away on the Internet for free. See, they don't know how to deal with our model of resistance. So today we're going to do it. We're going to do it again. It's bankers or us. Let's make that number one. And as long as you never tire of doing this, as long as you have that spirit of eternal resistance to tyranny, that Thomas Jefferson talked about. As long as you want freedom more than they want tyranny and to run your life, we will smash these people. So, let's search the term bankers or us. Bankers or us. And then all the other sites listening, you just take bankers or us, you post our article and our video, and then you will get all the traffic. And the video is also called It's the Bankers or Us, and they aren't censoring out their own YouTubes from the feeds, and so our video will go up there as well. See, that's the answer. Have our signal going out everywhere, not just out of our capital ships, our flagships of InfoWars and Prison Planet. Doesn't matter. We've got volunteer freedom lovers, literal moles of the resistance everywhere, in the FBI, in the CIA, in the federal marshals, in the local police departments, in the media, inside MSNBC. I got the Popular Mechanics piece a month and a half before it was out publicly. I got the video and the text of the MSNBC hit piece against me a month before it was out. Half the time, I don't even read the stuff because I don't even care. But it's good that you get it out there. I mean, I get everything. It's ridiculous. I can't even deal with it all, the amount of intelligence we've got, the amount of people we've got out there. It's unbelievable. Look, if something happens to us, something happens to me, it doesn't even matter. Folks, just continue fighting them. You know the secrets of the New World Order. You know who they are. Nothing can stop us. Resistance is victory. You understand that. You know that. You are unstoppable. Nothing can stop you. And the minute you realize that, it's over for the globalist. So we'll make the search term, bankers or us, and then let's throw a curveball at them. Let's do a long search term. Bankers or us is one, and let's do the whole headline. We'll make that number two. It's the bankers or us. It can be a long one. It's the bankers or us. It's the bankers or us and bankers or us. And we'll see how the New World Order likes that. Now, continuing, because that article and that video breaks down the entire paradigm in 14 minutes. Now, this is what's come out now. You notice the Federal Reserve, they know the move to audit them next year is going to be nearly impossible to stop. They told Congress, we will never tell you where the money went. No Ron Paul, we won't tell you. No Bernie Sanders, we won't tell you. No Congressman Stern, we won't tell you. No Congressman Issa, we won't tell you. No, we will not tell you. No, no, no. And they go on Lair NewsHour, the former head of the Fed, and says, we're the fourth branch of government, even though we're private. No one can audit us. But they know time's running out. So preemptively, they come out and they say, okay, we gave hundreds of billions to Europe. We gave money to MSNBC. We gave money to almost every major Fortune 100. Gave them money, your tax money, to be part of this criminal operation. I mean, this is like Caesar's buying off the Senate. And you notice it's bipartisan. The neocons are going crazy with this on talk radio, going, look at Obama. Obama is a teleprompter reader who works out twice a day and takes naps and watches SportsCenter. And then he goes out and gives four or five speeches a day. Obama isn't running jack diddly squat. Sure, he's a dangerous figurehead. Sure, he was probably born in Africa, gave up his citizenship in Indonesia. He's unsavory. I don't like him. But so what? They want you to get so caught up in hating him, just like so caught up in hating George W. Bush. George W. Bush was a virtual puppet, an absolute puppet. Lesser so than, I mean, he was about 95% puppet. Obama's about 99% puppet. Bill Clinton was about 60% puppet. I mean, he was evil, a globalist, an absolute collectivist, former CIA, same as his wife. We even know who his handler was when they were in England. That's been declassified. Absolutely horrible, but he was in there running things to a certain extent. So was Nixon until he got too big for his britches, and they flushed him down the toilet, as you know, and that's now come out. Remember 10 years ago talking about how they set him up. Now that's mainstream news. You know, the issue here is that George Herbert Walker Bush was president from the time they shot Reagan when he was vice president, and then that one term. So he was basically president for 2.5 terms or so or more. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, into the banking. MSNBC is 110% discredited. It is a complete absolute federal government mouthpiece, 100%. And it's now certified and completely confirmed, and they run off of your tax money.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
We've got a jam-packed broadcast today.
Well on the way.
With Max Kaiser, with Michael Braverman, with Joe C. Husen, coming on to talk about, you know, TSA, FOIA request, are they spying on the media, criticizing TSA? Well, we know they're threatening people with $11,000 fines that don't let them grab their genitals. So it's all about intimidation. The TSA told Atlantic Monthly, they squeeze your genitals to make you submit to the naked body scanner. This is the Homeland Gestapo. This is the brown shirts. This is the federal takeover of all society and internal checkpoints. And they know that's what it is. For over 7 years, I told you what TSA would do because I saw Governor Ridge on C-SPAN say they're going to be at checkpoints everywhere, shopping malls, bus terminals, and you're going to have a national ID card approved by them to work or travel. You want to live in hardcore Joe Stalin America? You are, unless you say no to these people. An army of brown shirts. And I want to be clear. The average TSA is compartmentalized, just like the public. They really think they're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda. All right, continuing here. This is such a big deal. This is such a big deal that they've released this information, and it's hundreds and hundreds of billions, over $200 billion to Europe, over $100 billion to Asia, close to $100 billion to Latin America, hundreds and hundreds of billions, and they're still not being absolutely specific. But here's the Washington Post. Fed aid in financial crisis went beyond U.S. banks to industry and foreign firms. The financial crisis stretched even further across the economy than many had realized because it was secret. And notice they just bring this out like it's no big deal. Oh, the private Federal Reserve took your tax money because we got to pay for all this and gave it to select corporations. How are we supposed to compete against MSNBC being given hundreds of millions of federal money? How are you supposed to compete when big agribusiness writes the Food Safety Act to shut down local farms and ranches? How are we supposed to compete when now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of firms every week are being given waivers from having to get the insurance, but McDonald's doesn't have to have the insurance, but your little hamburger place, Dan's Hamburgers here in Austin, Texas, that's got hamburgers the same price as McDonald's with Angus beef, family-owned, totally delicious, no preservatives in it, a million times better, costs the same as McDonald's. How are they going to compete when they got to buy insurance for all their employees with entry-level jobs, but McDonald's doesn't? Are you getting this? Big mega corporations create big government to rob you at the barrel of a gun. If you don't pay all these income taxes they're raising and all these other state and local taxes, they will send men to take your house. And if you resist, they'll call a paramilitary SWAT team and they will come to your house and they will murder you. This is not land of the free, home of the brave. This is a whorehouse run by foreign governments. People need to grow up. I hear these ninnying neocon talk show hosts and liberals, and they're all ninnying, and oh, the government cares about us. The government shoots Guatemalan children up with syphilis to murder them. The government this year is flying around the world injecting and giving children polio that's live and murdering them and maiming them. The government puts uranium in your drinking water, and it comes out mainstream news, and you're so brain damaged you don't do anything about it. We're not in Kansas anymore. We've gotten to the point now with these psychological warfare experts that they are out in the open telling you that they give hundreds of billions of your tax money to private select corporations. Free money in many of the cases. In other cases, it's 0% interest. Continuing. They didn't just give the money to Wall Street, but also to motorcycle makers, telecom firms, and foreign-owned banks in 08 and 09. Bipartisan. The Fed's effort to prop up the financial sector, reached across a broad spectrum of the economy, benefiting stalwarts of American industry. Stalwarts? General Electric's almost completely foreign. They've got more going on in China than they do here. By the way, that's in the news today. Bank of America will soon be majority China. And Caterpillar and household name companies such as Verizon, Harley Davidson, who just moved to India. None of these people. And Toyota. The central bank's aid programs also supported U.S. subsidiary banks in East Asia, Europe, and Canada, while rescuing money market mutual funds held by millions of Americans. Yeah, you rescued them. They came out and terrorized and said we were going into a depression October 2nd to drive it down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're now 33 minutes into the first hour of this worldwide transmission. This part of the song's too good. Crank it up for me.
So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. But there were thousands of times we did.
Coming up, the CEO and head of Bob Barr's group, who is investigating the criminal stand down of the TSA and their reported spying on their main media detractors, Matt Drudge and yours truly, Alex Jones. We've also got Max Kaiser coming on and Michael Braverman. I talked to Michael yesterday, and I'd already scheduled him a few weeks ago to come on and talk about water. We had Ventura on, of course, the week before, covering the JFK special. And he just told me about the full production because I'd consulted on it, been interviewed for it coming up tomorrow. But I was so busy, I hadn't really paid attention to the full breakdown of the rest of the show while they were still investigating, and they simultaneously discovered the uranium in the water that separately I'd already seen years ago but forgotten about and kind of rediscovered 3 weeks ago when I saw the news headline in Texas of Texas with the federal government suppressed for decades high levels of uranium and other radioactive isotopes like radium in the water. But what they don't tell you is that's from the fluoride that they mine out of the phosphate limestone. That's the same place they mine for uranium. That's where uranium deposits are. Just search the term, where do you find uranium deposits? And you'll get all the university geology sites saying limestone deposits. It'll tell you the same place they mine for phosphates is where you find this. It's in Florida and Colorado are some of the areas where you find the most uranium. Then you find out about companies that mine uranium. It's the same companies that mine for the fluoride. But the public has like a defense mechanism where they can't hear this information. It's too scary. So it's just shut up. There's no uranium in my water. Well, we're going to be talking about that coming up with some other big breaking news with Michael Braverman. I'm going to continue next hour getting into Fed aid in financial crisis went beyond U.S. banks to industry and foreign firms. And they just kind of hide it in plain view. Oh, most of the big media is government funded. The media has already gotten its, quote, bailout or its payoff. Meanwhile, the FCC and the rest of them are coming in saying they want to censor the internet and alternative media and talk radio. When you read these articles, talk radio didn't get any government money. This is not a free country. Taking my tax money at gun barrel to give it to Chris Matthews to go up there and try to claim I'm a racist because I don't want government health care. Think of how sick that is. And how they've hidden all this classic corruption. I've got another big announcement coming up at the 20 after next hour, 24 after next hour, that you're going to want to stay tuned for as well. It's a big announcement, so stay with us on that front. Okay. I want to play this video. And it is the search term today. It's the bankers or us. Just put in that full short sentence. It's the bankers or us. Or you can just put in bankers or us. We can get both search terms up there at the top. And it's a little 14-minute video we put together. We're going to go ahead and roll that now. And then I'm going to come back and continue to break it down. Stay with us. My friends, it doesn't matter if you're in the United States, England, Germany, Japan, areas of Africa, South America, it doesn't matter. We are all in the same boat together. The private banking cartel, six major superbanks, have created Ponzi schemes. They have sold over 1.5 quadrillion, that's $1,500 trillion of fraudulent derivatives, counterfeit instruments, financial instruments of fraud. The IMF and World Bank are their international holding companies. Regionally, we have the private central bank of the U.S., the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England over in England. We have the private central bank in Ireland. It's the same everywhere, except for a few, quote, rogue nations that aren't controlled by this cartel. And those are countries being menaced by the globalist military. They are engineering the total collapse of society. I've been talking about this for 11 years since they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act here in the U.S. and simultaneously in other nations got laws passed so they could do this and get away with it. On the way up, with the thousands of trillions that they manufactured out of nothing, they bought up the entire infrastructure, the media, the defense contractors, everything. On the way down, they hold populations hostage and say, give us trillions more, or we will implode the economy.
That's what happened over 2 years ago in October of 2008 when Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury, went and told the House and Senate, there'll be martial law, blood in the streets, total collapse if you don't do what we want. Here we are 2 years later. Europe gave in. Japan gave in. The United States gave in. And now you see Ireland, you see Greece, you see Portugal, Spain, Germany on the edge of collapse. And what do the central bankers say? Give us trillions more, raise your taxes in your countries, cut benefits, and pay almost everything that you raise in taxes to us. But it's mathematically impossible. Listen to me. I've interviewed literally hundreds of top economists on this. This is a fact. It is mathematically impossible to ever pay back the $1.5 quadrillion. That's a conservative number. They know that. And so, look at Ireland. Just a few months ago, they entered the EU. They were told, oh, you're a great economy, it's so wonderful. But under the EU agreement, they're now under the control of those private banks, and suddenly, oh my gosh, your economy's over. You've got to pay 20% of your GDP on top of what you're already paying to offshore banks. The head of their private central bank told the BBC that we want foreign banks to own Ireland. This is a good thing. Irish banks are up for sale. We're going to cut your pension funds that the government forced you to pay in for decades. We're going to cut the veterans care. We're going to, again, slash road repairs, you name it, but the taxes go up. Everything goes to the private bankers. That's austerity. They cut the budget for the population. See, first they get you dependent on government. This is their system. They grow government. And this has happened all over the world over and over again. The globalists are done gobbling up third world countries. They're moving on to Europe and the United States now. No one is safe. Australia, Canada, you name it. The same system is taking place. That's how we knew what they would do in the West, because we'd seen them do it in the third world. We saw the economic hitmen setting up the same system. This is such important information, and I hope you're listening to me. There is no light at the end of the tunnel unless we do not pay these bankers all of this fraudulent debt they've manufactured. If we don't throw these private central banks out of our countries, if we don't return sound monetary policy controlled by our Congress and parliaments, this is designed to implode economies and transfer all wealth to them. That's why whether it's Europe or the United States or any other country or region they control, the central banks and the private banks are making record profits in the trillions, billions in individual bonuses in many cases. They know what they're doing. This is a consolidation of power and control. They're slashing police locally. They're slashing basic services. But the taxes go up because everything is going to them. Now, remember, the United States is about a year behind Europe. And in Europe, in the last year, they have been slashing police, cutting roads, raising literally, in some countries, hundreds of new taxes per nation. They have been squeezing the population. They have been turning paramilitary tax collectors loose on people. They've been getting rid of all the tax exemptions. They are squeezing and squeezing and squeezing like the Sheriff of Nottingham from the fables of England hundreds and hundreds of years ago with Robin Hood and his merry men. This is actually happening to us. And so the media is spinning this in Europe and here in the U.S. saying, oh, look at good conservative politicians. They are slashing infrastructure spending. They're slashing pensions. They're slashing veterans benefits. Aren't they great? They'll get us out of this problem. That's a tiny piece. The whole U.S. debt is $14 trillion. There's $1.5 quadrillion worldwide, and even the Washington Post estimates the U.S.'s share of that is $600 trillion. It's impossible. They could devalue the money like this was Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic, Germany in the 1920s and 30s, and it's impossible. Do you understand? All the solutions they give you are only to consolidate power. It's economic warfare. So Europe, on average, is about a year ahead of us. And you watch, as we told you in my film Obama Deception a year and a half ago, it would start in Greece, and then Ireland, and then Portugal, and in Spain. That's what the economists we interviewed said would happen. It would then move to England and Germany and France. Now it is. It would then travel to the United States. This is all engineered. I cannot stress that enough to you. and that they would cut veterans' benefits, that they'd signed on and were guaranteed basic health care, that they would federalize your private pensions and tax them and reduce them in the name of saving them, because the pensions are invested in the derivatives fraud. That's the trap. They hold you hostage. They get you to invest in their derivatives, your county, your city, your police pension, your federal pension, and then that money's not there. Oh, if you want to get that pension, you've got to bail out the banks. But it's not a bailout. They set this up. And so now it's here. Just this week, White House official, Obama to freeze pay of federal workers. Notice all the news in the last week about how, oh, he doubled the amount of federal workers getting $150,000. Oh, about how great they're having it. That's to sell them as the main scapegoat. I'm not against cutting their pay. I'm not against freezing their pay. But you do it after you've arrested the central bank heads. You do it after you've written off the $1.5 quadrillion that's impossible to pay off. You do it after you brought a true monetary system into existence. But you wouldn't have to do that with all these cuts if you got rid of this corrupt fractional reserve banking system. I do want to cut government because it's used as an agent of tyranny. It was put in place and grown to suppress us during this implosion phase, during this shearing phase, the shearing of the sheep. So now they've announced that they're going to freeze the pay of federal workers for 2 years and then probably cut it. Bloomberg, of course, has reported over a year ago that pension funds are being ordered, private pension funds, to, quote, invest in failed megabanks. There's no law, but federal regulators come like the mafia and say you better do it. It's come out in the last few months, also in AP and Bloomberg, that 11 years ago, a secret deal was signed by Prudential and other major insurance companies with the VA to allow them to steal all of the death benefits that the troops pay out of their check for if they die in battle or after they die, so their widow or widower gets the money. That was all just stolen. This is the greatest swindle and the most brazen I've ever seen studying history. It is so off the charts because the average American only cares about sports or rioting and looting, you know, during Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to get their little slave goods. Now, this is key. Remember the article from March 21st, 2009 in Stars and Stripes over a year ago. And in it, Obama proposed that they make all military people buy their own insurance for combat-related injuries. They signed a contract guaranteed if they get their arms and legs blown off, Uncle Sam, the taxpayer, is going to pay for it. Veterans of Foreign Wars, Veterans Organization, went wild, got angry, said no to this plan, and Obama backed off for a year. Now they're back, and in the New York Times, pitching it to you like it's a great thing. And they're announcing, hey, there's 2 million people that are on government-paid-for insurance because they're veterans. The government wants to take that away, take the health care completely away from the veterans. It continues. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Union drops health coverage for workers. It's a union in New York, and they're dropping coverage for the children of the workers. This is austerity. You pay into these pensions. You pay into these unions. You go and join the military. You do everything, and they're even cutting it from those groups. If they'll go after the veterans, they'll go after anybody. Under austerity, that's been done in hundreds of countries, over and over again, in just the last 20 years, we know what the private central banks are going to do. And once the country fully is bankrupt, whether you're Ireland or the U.S., it doesn't matter. It's the same formula. They are going to shut everything down. And once the economy fully disintegrates, they're going to triple water, triple power prices. They're going to force the government to hand all these infrastructures over to them. They are going to completely sell out the nation even further. You think the communist Chinese run the Panama Canal and most of our former military ports on our east and west coast? You think that's bad? You think the Arabs, you know, owning so much of our infrastructure is bad? You think foreign banks, you know, coming in here with a fire sale, buying up our companies is bad and our highways? You ain't seen nothing yet. Austerity is total enslavement, economic bondage for you and your family. And it's all a fraud. The mega banks engineer it. They get tens of trillions of dollars of tax money. They implode the economy and demand even more because we're held hostage by them. And it's not even a solution. It's only going to get worse. It is a distraction to cut the veterans' health care. It is a distraction to steal people's pension funds. It is pure robbery. We must kick this system out. We must bring these bankers to justice and write off this fraudulent debt. We do not owe it. But the banks in the last 100 years in the West have openly fostered this system of getting us into debt so they could profit on the fiat loans they make up out of nothing. But we're now entering the end game where they're fully imploding us by design. It's the bankers or us. We don't have a choice. You've got to tell everyone you know about this. You've got to inform them so they understand. You know, I mentioned these earlier, but again, here it is. BBC News, Irish Republic Banks for sale. And they've got the head of their private central bank that runs the country, this fourth branch of government, Patrick Hunahan, openly saying that the International Monetary Fund will now save Ireland. And how will they do that? By slashing pensions, by cutting police, by cheating veterans in their health care. It's the same laundry list. It always is. And he goes on to say, I've been an advocate for many years of the value for small countries to have foreign owners for their banks. Did you just hear me? This is treason. And it's the same thing here. This is a global government, a private corporate global government, taking over every major society with the same formula. It is fraudulent, and it must be resisted or we have no future. We cannot allow this new dark age to begin.
All right, there's a few minutes left of it. You can watch the rest at InfoWars.com. The article in the video is titled, It's the Bankers or Us. We'll come back and talk about how much money they've stolen. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Many years ago, not just reading about bisphenol A when they approved this stuff decades ago, but perfluoroalkyls. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but it's the lining in the packaging that's wrapped around hamburgers and things to stop the grease. Why not just go with old-fashioned paper? And so what if some grease goes through it? And it turns out these attack fertility, cause cancer. Dr. Marcola's got the government's own reports on that. And Drudge is linking to this today. I tell you, Matt Drudge has come so far. He really obviously now knows about the world government, the New World Order. He covered Bilderberg the last 2 years in a row and forced it out of the mainstream news in the U.S. I'm not trying to grovel to Matt Drudge. It's just such a bellwether that he is going more and more hardcore every day. I mean, take this Washington Post article. Buried in it, it admits that MSNBC got massive money out of the billions that General Electric, its parent company, got for fake government news. Well, Drudge takes that stuff that's buried, and he makes that the headline. Fed secretly bailed out GE. GE news outlets failed to reveal in Fed coverage. That is exciting. And I've got all those reports here in front of me. You know, that's why we ask you to buy the books and videos and T-shirts and ball caps and bumper stickers and wristbands and pins and Infowars.com pocket knives and flashlights and water filters. All of them are great products you need, but also this is how we fund the operation. You know, Benjamin Franklin had to go over to France and go out in the streets and sell American flags. And the fact that he was very famous, one of the most famous men in the world for being an inventor and a writer, people would buy the American flag from him for 5-10 times what it was worth just so they could shake his hand. It's the same thing here, but I'm not Benjamin Franklin. I'm just little Alex Jones. And I'm like, look, these are powerful films I've made on DVD. This is PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, everything in one spot. You got to support us. I mean, we're not supported by the Federal Reserve or George Soros. Like Fox News. Fox News is supported by the Federal Reserve, not by Soros. MSNBC is supported by both. You know, I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we sell advertising on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for about what a small town newspaper sells advertising. We're bigger than MSNBC.com. I looked up the rates for MSNBC.com for a banner on them. It's about $40,000 a month. For a banner with us, it's about $1,000. It's all hot air fraud. Okay? This radio show per hour is bigger than MSNBC just with our AM and FM affiliates. They've only got 500,000 viewers on their biggest shows. They're a joke. But they charge $10,000, $20,000 per minute for an ad during primetime. Ads on this radio station, on this radio network, are like $250. We can't expand and continue at that rate. We need people to donate, and you do it by buying the books, the videos, by joining PrisonPlanet.tv. We're giving the globalists a run for their money, but we're not big, arrogant teleprompter readers that fool all the folks watching mainline TV. And when big mega corporations go advertise on those channels, they know it's worthless. They're funding the evil. They're funding their inside game. Because from behind the scenes, Toyota or GM advertise on MSNBC or CNN and then get government money with the other hand. They take your money and use it against you. We can't do that and wouldn't do that. We don't do that. So go to Infowars.com and get tools to wake people up. The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, powerful films, Endgame, the T-shirts, the materials, spread the word, wake people up, and support the transmission. Infowars.com. We've got the lowest prices ever right now on the films.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.